Thank you very much for inviting me on.
Certainly looking forward to a very tasty game this weekend. Bradford City versus Blackburn. It's not exactly been the start of the season I think most Blackburn fans would have wanted, though, to be fair, Rich.
No, and certainly not expected. There was a lot of positivity around after a good pre-season in the transfer market. Some exciting players were brought in. They were heavy promotion favourites to go straight back to the Championship. And obviously, while there's still plenty of time left in the season, it's certainly not the start that that many had hoped for now.
Yeah, you're right there. I was kind of expecting with Blackburn to have had some great home form as well this season. It just didn't seem to work out against Doncaster last week.
Not last week, no. They were poor in the first half, but went in at 0-0, and the hope was in the second half they could really kick on and look to get the 3 points, but within a minute they fell behind to a defensive error, and all three goals that were conceded were poor from a defensive point of view. So they're going to have to certainly brush up on that ahead of Saturday's trip to Bradford.
Yeah, you're right there. And looking at Blackburn as well, all the expectation is for him to go up, especially with the bookies and people looking from the outside. And is that the same expectation with the fans and those around the club as well?
Yeah, even the manager said on the first day back to pre-season, he spoke with his players and he said they needed to embrace the pressure and take on the challenge that was going to come their way. They were always going to be the fancied side to go straight back up. And while no one thought it was going to be an easy task, it's a long, hard season. And there's two games, two defeats. It's not been a great start, but there's enough quality in that in the side that they've got and enough time for them to get it right. So it's just about getting that first win on the board, I think, and then looking to put a run together and really establishing themselves and putting a marker down.
And that's very true, because I was looking at the transfer dealings this summer, especially Dak from Gillingham, who I've always rated as a fantastic player. And for a League One level, they do have a fantastic squad in there.
Yeah, they do. They've spent a bit of money in the summer, more this summer, I think, than they have in the last three transfer windows combined when they were a Championship side. So they've certainly spent the money bringing in players on permanent transfers. Obviously got two loan deals in as well. But I think that's only added to the expectancy, really, that they've paid money for players, which not many teams at this level do. They've got plenty of options in certain areas, still looking to strengthen in others. But looking at the squad, there's plenty of depth in certain areas. And I think Tony Mowbray won't be afraid to mix about, to try and find the right formula to try and get Rovers up and running.
And how's it been, look, this game against Bradford as well? Because there hasn't been too many trips to Valley Parade in recent years.
No, it's the same with a lot of teams in this division. Rovers are coming up against sides they've not either never played before or certainly not played for played in a while. I think it's 27 years since they last met Bradford. So there's plenty of new grounds for the fans. And I think that's why a lot of them were looking forward to it from that point of view, that it'd be a different new trips for them and coming up against new teams and new players. But I guess whenever you play Bradford, you kind of know what you're in for. Great fans, great stadium, great atmosphere, and a fantastic home record, which Rovers will not be the first side to try and end that. And I think they know they're going to have to be competitive and really put in the hard yards, because you know that Bradford are going to come out of the traps and be on the front foot from the first whistle.
And just looking at it with the fans as well, obviously in recent years, there has been something of a lockhead between the fans and the owners. Is that something that's still prevalent today, Rich?
Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to change, really. It obviously comes into the spotlight every so often. But yeah, we're obviously in national spotlight. But certainly around the area and among the fans, I think that view's been built up over a long time. It's not something that's just happened because they got relegated from the Championship. It's been a long-held thought. So no, I certainly can't see anything like that changing.
Well, certainly looking forward to it. A very tasty game over at Valley Parade. Rich, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on Radio Yorkshire today.
No bother. Thanks for having me.